A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Would like to introduce another power couple here on Money FM 89.3. We have Dr. Darren Chua. He is a Chief Empowering Officer of Mindset Transformation Clinic, an author, an inspirational speaker, and his wife, Joel Chua, who is a former colleague of mine who used to work in media, but now works with functional food and beverage products creation and distribution and is embarking on a new project as well. Good to see you guys.
Good morning,
Hello.
Jason.
Good morning, Jason.
Well, look, this is quite a love story. We're going to hear your individual stories shortly, but tell me how you first met. I believe it was actually at church.
Yeah.
I think I should start.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the New Creation Church, wasn't it?
It was that cell group. So it was a cell group is where churchgoers, they have a sort of like a small group. And when I first saw her in a cell group, I actually at the point in time, I wasn't looking for love. And I think I just got to know her as a friend initially. And then I think after a few weeks, after a few months, attraction sort of started.
Months.
Yeah. And then I couldn't stop, but, you know, ask her out, you know.
Right. Well, so what's your side of the story, Joelle?
Well, I think we have many opportunities to hang out in a group. So we didn't start off like dating. Mm-hmm. And then I think one day Darren asked me if we could like synergize with our business, you know.
Strategy, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So you're talking business first and God, so, business, and then you became a bit more personal, I guess.
Sequencing.
Right. Well, look, you know, your story, Darren, has been featured, of course, across media over the years. You know, you're an international speaker and you're a life coach. You're an ASEAN Para Games gold medalist. Mm-hmm. Of course, your life changed when you were 24 years of age. You were already a doctor. You're a dynamic person and you suffered a stroke.
Right.
And here we are about, 18, 19 years later.
19.
So tell me that story first and then we'll go deeper with you and Joelle with the Power Couple segment.
So prior to 2000, I was already a doctor.
Yeah, already
2000.
A doctor.
Graduated in year 2000. I was already planning to be a neurosurgeon. That was my dream to be one.
You were on the fast track of life at that time.
That's
you?
Right, yes. Nothing was going to stop me at that point in time. And then that day was April 28, 2000. That was after my graduation. 3 days later, which was in May 2nd, that was going to be my houseman, the internship for medical school. And then I just thought that, you know, maybe I should just have a day, rest and relax, play computer games.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in the evenings, I sort of like have a headache. Half of my visual started going black. In other words, I couldn't see half of my visual field.
Yep.
As a doctor, we were taught not to panic. And so I went to my bedroom and I just rested. But the minute I stepped down, that was when the headaches came.
Mm. And the just headaches, out of the blue, completely out of the blue.
Out of the blue, yeah. I mean, I've always had headaches here and there, but this one was very intense, very, very intense. And basically what was happening was that in my brain, there was a vessel that burst. And because of the vessel bursting, there was a lot of blood rushing into my brain. And because of the blood rushing into my brain, there were just pressure building up. And so the headaches was getting more intense. At the point in time, no one was at home. My parents were away in a cruise. My sister was out with her friends. So I called a friend for help. She said, no problem, she will get me. And then perhaps maybe we'll go and see a clinic or even see a hospital, right? And so I waited for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And then my friend called back and she said that there's a huge jam. There's no way she could get to me.
Mm.
What she could do was maybe get an ambulance for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, no problem, right? So when she put down, I was thinking, what is it that I can do for myself? Because, I mean, rather than waiting for the ambulance to come, I'm sure I could do something for myself. So I thought, you know, maybe I should help myself by opening the door so that the ambulance team can get to me faster. After all, the faster I help myself, the faster I can get myself into the hospital. And the minute I stepped up, I fell down because half of my body is basically paralyzed at that point.
Right.
I tried to crawl and get the keys still, but then I realized that I couldn't recognize any of the keys.
Wow.
And that was the first time in my life that I actually felt that I was completely helpless, useless.
So that was when you basically suffered a stroke, right?
Yes.
So what happened fast forward from, you know, what happened after that?
So fast forward, 2001, 2002, 2003, I was doing a rehab, still very determined to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that I couldn't be a doctor because I couldn't get a license. They didn't give me the license because they felt that I wouldn't be able to do my houseman duties in a healthy sort of manner, because if in hospital, I wouldn't be able to respond quick enough if there was any emergencies.
Right.
So I went on and became a healthcare administrator. But as a healthcare administrator, I realized that that wasn't something that I liked. I like to relate to people. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah.
I wanted to see people and talk to them and help them. And so ultimately, I started to do my business, my international speaking, my motivations business.
Right.
And here we are.
Yeah, and of course, you know, even though you are still paralyzed on one side of the body, you have really done a lot of therapy and, you know, you became a Paralympic athlete and a champion in that. So we'll talk more about it in a minute. But at the same time, Joelle, of course, you were working in media, and that's where we met at ESPN Star Sports. Just after the time that Darren had his stroke. So that was, you know, you're originally from Johor and you studied in Singapore and you're working in media.
Yeah.
Quite different to what you're doing today, isn't it? Tell us about what you're doing today.
Well, currently, Honours Living Program. That's what I'm focusing on. So HLP, Honours Living Program, is a one-stop solution which I designed for women in transiting from a job and helping them to be business ready and or even become employable again. So I've been in entrepreneurship like since 2006.
Yeah, that's when we worked together. You were more in the admin side. And I think you always had that entrepreneurial spirit and wanting to get out on your own. And you always had lots of ideas, didn't you?
Yeah. So I guess that the creative side in me hasn't left.
Yeah. And what about, you know, growing up in Johor and then traveling back and forth from Johor to Singapore? What was that like as a kid?
So I guess that part of me, I guess I should thank my parents. They left a legacy in us in terms of tenacity.
Resilience, right?
Yeah, resilience as well. To wake up early in the morning, like 4 a.m., just to travel for an education, for better education in Singapore. In those years, not easy, but we come through as a family because my father would send us to school in the morning.
Right. That early, wow.
Yeah, very early.
And so the journey must have taken a long time, back and forth every day.
Yeah. And he didn't allow us like to take school bus at that point of time. But the paid school bus, yes, but not public transport. So pretty sheltered at the point of time. At the same time, very protected. And yeah, I guess that's the part, those years, you know, 10 years that built in us.
This is our Power Couple segment, Dr. Darren Chua and Joel Chua here in the studio. And, you know, with your speaking, and you spoke, Darren, about your transition from being a medical doctor to working another way with people and reaching out. And actually, you have a mantra about disability is just in the mind, right?
Yeah.
Can you expand on that and tell me about your speaking?
So currently right now, in all that I'm speaking to the corporates, that the theme that I always talk about is always disability is only in the mind. Ultimately, I believe that disability, sometimes the ones that you see is not as bad as the ones that you actually feel in your mind. You know, sometimes you can see a person that is completely abled, but the mind is the one that disables the person. And what I'm trying to do in my workshops, in my seminars, in my keynotes, is to let people know that ultimately, you know, disability is only in the mind, that we are able to do whatever that we can do as long as we can perceive our success.
And what kind of personal battle did you go through to get to that point? You know, because it must have been frustrating, you know, having those dreams and being before the age of 24 on such a, you know, fast track of success. And I guess, you know, you were a different person back then.
Yeah. So ultimately, what got to me here at this point in time, I think I got to know that challenges in life, obstacles in life are really not meant to set us down. Obstacles are not meant to step us down, but it's meant to, in a way, to lift us up. And I think as long as we look at obstacles and challenges in that manner, in that correct manner, I think then we would just take on any obstacles and challenges in a correct attitude.
Now, Joel, you know, when you met Darren and you obviously saw he had a disability, did that put you off the fact of being together?
Okay. You know, Darren always says disability is only in the mind. And when I met him, he walked his belief, actually. So I see the respect that he received from people around. People don't like pity-patty, you know. They respect him a lot. So I guess that to me, he is an overcomer. He's a leader. And he's a great man of faith. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the faith is the thing that really brings you two together, and that's something that you can share. It's very important, I guess, for you to have that within your relationship.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Can you talk about that?
for the both of us, we never saw our situation as a final verdict.
Mm.
We always saw God coming in to bring us out and to bring us higher. And so in that sense, the stroke for me even was never the final destination.
Mm-hmm.
It was always about what I wanted, despite and in spite of the stroke, even in the relationship that I have with Joelle. It was always, despite and in spite of the stroke that I have, what is it that we can still do as a couple, as a family?
Mm.
And I think we believe, our faith believes that ultimately God will bring us out.
There's a destiny
right.
Yeah, for us both.
That's right.
After all, we started, remember, that he said that, is there any synergy that we can do in business?
Yeah. So what about the business side of things? Has he been able to help you with some of your dreams and some of your projects?
Yeah. So together, actually, we are making an Honours Living program works and make it impactful. So Darren would be the mindset, EQ, AQ kind of trainer for the program, whereas myself and my other teammate, Janet, we will be training all other aspects, including like sales strategy. So definitely, Darren will be one of the bigger part of this program. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It's fun, isn't it, working with your spouse on something?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. You know, one thing about your story that I was fascinated about was, you know, you becoming an athlete by training your left-hand side. Mm-hmm. You know, you played, was it table tennis?
Table tennis,
and, you know, even though you're right-handed, because of the stroke, you had to corrected and used your left hand. Tell me about that process. That must have been something challenging, but so satisfying.
So challenging, definitely, because I was somebody that was never in tune to sports.
Mm.
When I was a child, I would always try and skip all those, what is called, physical education classes,
PE
classes.
Yeah.
But then when I had the stroke, I was actually challenging myself. You know, I was asking myself, despite my stroke, despite of my situation, what is it that I can still do using my body that I have? And the wheelchair table tennis was sort of like came to mind. I tried it and I realized that actually I've got a flair in playing table tennis.
Mm.
And so I played it. I joined part of the national para team, and we got a gold for Singapore in 2015.
Yeah, what was that like? And I guess you would have witnessed that, Joelle, as well, the gold medal. Did you see that he'd win that?
I saw his determination.
That must have been exhilarating.
Yes.
And then
after that, it wasn't enough, right? Because after 2015, I was asking, what else is it that I can still do with my body? And that was last year in 2018, we went for the Spartan race.
Oh, that freaked me out.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did you go too, Joelle?
Initially, I resisted. I even told him the day before that I would just wait for you at the finishing line. But then when it comes to that day and the whole atmosphere changed, I just thought that I just want to be there for my husband.
Oh,
so I went. Anyway, he has a great team to support.
Yeah.
It's not one person's effort. Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself. So I got a team behind me.
And then
we went through all the obstacles together as a team.
Wow.
Yeah, wonderful.
This is our Power Couple segment, Dr. Darren Chua and Joelle Chua here. Darren, you've got a book coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the tentative title is going to be Prisoner of Hope. It's going to be a semi-autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about trying to let people know, let the readers know that ultimately disability is only the mind. Despite of our situations, as long as we have a plan, we can still achieve our goals and our dreams. Yeah, just because we have a situation in our lives doesn't mean that our dreams are over.
I think he'd be a good film, don't you think, Joelle? His life, you know, wouldn't it be a good Hollywood film? Have you thought about that, maybe?
Definitely.
I think it'd be very dramatic, especially, you know, with the sports angle and, you know, marrying a beautiful woman.
Yes.
Thank you.
Maybe that could be the next chapter, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, many more years to come, yeah.
So, Joelle, what advice would you give about, you know, relationships? You know, having been with, I guess you guys met in 2013 and you've been together for a few years, got married in 2016.
Mm.
What advice would you give about love, about relationships?
I speak for myself as well, that, you know, when I decided that it's Darren, it's never about his now. So I was very clear as well that where I'm going and my own destiny and what kind of partner that I want to marry. So that actually helps in choosing the life partner. Mm. And even for the ladies out there, I guess that they should know that as well. Darren is a very generous person because when we go out in a group, right, I can see that he's always serving. He has a serving heart and he's always buying food, opening doors and holding on the leaves. You know, there's those little things that he does. He doesn't victimize himself. And he also always put others before himself mm-hmm. all the time. So these are the little things that I observe before I said yes, you know, to the relationship. He didn't have a good start. Mm. And he never victimized himself. He do have this, like, entitled, I'm disabled, I'm entitled to have my way, I'm entitled that people give way to me. He didn't have that. Mm. So I thought that is a very beautiful character in my husband. And I saw him as an overcomer, which is why I like that trait. And I know that under his leadership in our marriage, I can just trust him to be the headship. Yeah. Mm. So that's what I see.
Wonderful.
Because I don't want to lead in a marriage, right? I want my husband to be the leader. So I saw the leadership in him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do we find out more about you, Darren, about what you're doing and about your businesses? Where do we find you on social media and websites?
So my website is at www.drdarrenchua.com.
Okay, you get all the information there.
Correct, yeah. My Instagram is .drdarrenchua.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Joelle, finally for you, any place people can find out about your business?
So firstbrew.sg is the website of the products that the marketable supplies that we do. For Honest Living Program, we have Facebook and Instagram for now.
So this has been our power couple, Dr. Darren Chua and his wife, Joelle Chua. Of course, I knew Joelle as Joelle Ung as a colleague almost 20 years ago. Wonderful love story. Thank you so much for sharing it here on Money FM. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jace.